I have been waiting to see those. They've been warning about increased costs just months before the election. But again, today, the Supreme Court saying all of that can proceed for now, but very carefully also noting that time will tell whether the president, in fact, violates the law in implementing this. In dissent, I should say, Andrew, the three liberal justices sounded off on this dispute, warning that the court was looking away from the president's true intention of seeking to restrict mail-in voting, which is the province of states to administer. But they were dissenting today, the conservatives winning the day for now, as the battle over mail-in voting is likely to continue.